Seventh parak of Baba Kama, first mission. Rubit midas tashlumei keifim midas tashlumei al chamisha. Person who steals something. So if he steals in a brazen fashion, he's a gazlan. He only pay, and he's, if he's caught, he pays only one time. If he was afraid of people and he stole it at night and the like, then if he's caught, he pays keifel, twice as much. If he stole an ox or a sheep and he afterwards shechted it or sold it, then if he's caught, he pays for the ox he pays four times, and for the sheep he pays for the ox he pays five times, and for the sheep he pays four times.
Yeah.
So the mission is saying that in certain ways the kefil is more stringent than the tashlum of four and five, and in certain ways it's the other way around. The kefil you pay for anything you stole, in the fashion of Kaneva, whether it's alive or not alive. They're paying four times or five times the value. That's only for oxen and sheep. Second half of the Mishnah. That which you pay kefil is only if you steal it from the Beis HaIsh, the Bailim's, the original owner's house. If you stole it from the Ganav, so basically it was already stolen before. You're just transferring from one place to the next, and therefore you don't pay kefil. And going about a Ganav is shamtash only kefil. The one who's stolen from the Ganav does not pay kefil. But to verify, Moricharacha Ganav is shamtash only Abba Chamisha. Someone who shechts or sells after a Ganav pays, does not pay Abba Chamisha, because since he stole it from the Ganav, he doesn't pay kefil. If you don't pay kefil, you also don't pay the 4 and 5, because the 4 and 5 is basically comprised of original kefil plus another 2 or 3 more. You don't pay the 2, you don't pay the 3 or 4.